Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Darcy Fluek, and this is the evening news. Tributes 2 years after the horror. As we look back on the events of November 13th, 2 years after the attacks that killed 130 people and left more than 680 wounded. From Paris, President Emmanuel Macron paid tribute this morning alongside his predecessor François Hollande on the scene of the killings. A tribute that ended with an improvised concert from the Eagles of Death Metal, the group that played at the Bataclan. A survivor's tale from Caroline Longlade, who was at the concert that fateful evening. As a survivor, she has since become co-founder of the association Life for Paris. 2 years after the worst attack on French soil, Longlade tells her story in a book entitled Emergency Exit, published at Robert Laffont Editions. After this morning's tributes, the President of the Republic made a trip to Clichy-sous-Bois this afternoon, where President Macron is expected to take the road to the north to arrive in Lille and Roubaix this evening, where he is expected to talk about discrimination. It was expected and is now confirmed. Deducting income tax at the source will not happen immediately, as the measure is expected to be postponed for 1 year and to enter into effect for January 1, 2019, according to Gérald Darmanin, the budget minister. And no break for the planet, with greenhouse gas emissions on the rise at plus 2% this year compared to last year after 3 years of stability. Record results were published on the sidelines of the COP23 in Germany and are obviously a big disappointment for the scientific community, as we are obviously not yet looking at peak emissions. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Darcy Fluek for English Waves.